USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Mattar has been charged with attempted murder and assault in a New York State court. The Chautauqua County DA said that Mattar was arraigned Friday night and remanded without bail. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He can't speak, and he will likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for more than three decades. The family of a soldier who was killed at a military base near Killeen, Texas, is suing the family. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says she told family that she didn't report the incidents for fear of retaliation. Her family is seeking $35 million. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Several people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also caused a fire. The gaping hole was seen in front of Ireland's Four Courts pub with smoke pouring out. Captain Nate Heiner with the Arlington County Fire Department says the fire was brought under control quickly by crews.
Currently, we've treated 14 patients. Eight have been transported to area hospitals, four are in critical condition.
The building is structurally sound, but it'll be a while before it can be occupied. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and her Colorado colleague Lauren Boebert are at least a couple of House Republicans publicly questioning the search warrant that was unsealed on Friday that was executed at former President Trump's Florida estate. Greene says Trump is being persecuted politically, accusing Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. FBI agents retrieved 11 sets of documents with varying degrees of security on them. Trump has not been charged with a crime, but the Justice Department in the warrant suspected that he violated the Espionage Act. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Actor Anne Heche remains on life support and under evaluation for organ donation after a fiery crash last week that led to her brain death. Friends and family have been mourning Heche since her family announced that she was not expected to survive. The family of country singer Naomi Judd asked the court to seal police records and recordings related to the investigation into her death. The petition in Williamson County Chancery Court in Tennessee said releasing the records would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. Judd died at her home in April at age 76. The drought is so bad in Italy right now that Lake Garda is near its lowest level ever recorded. Swaths of previously underwater rocks in the country's largest lake are now exposed. Tourists flocking to the area for the start of a key summer-long weekend found a vastly different landscape than in previous years. Northern Italy hasn't seen significant rainfall in months, and snowfall this year was down 70%. Many European countries are enduring droughts that have hurt farmers and shippers and prompted water restrictions. It's not a question of whether the voting machines in Louisiana need to be replaced. They're badly outdated and don't produce paper trails. How to address the issue has been a long-running drama. The uncertainty of what to do about the old machines is playing out against a backdrop of attacks on the integrity of elections. The Associated Press reports that state officials have been trying to replace their voting machines for the past 4 years, at least. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.